So I ran into Ray again. And for those of you who do not remember, or if you have not listened to the first episode of More Content with RJ City, here we are on episode 6. And now I'm not repeating a topic. This is a sequel to the first episode. And if you have not listened to the first episode, you really should, because I spent an incredible amount of time talking about my run-in. Sounds like I bumped into someone who hated me. I went to the grocery store. It's owned by a guy named Ray. He knows my mother. He knows me to a much lesser extent. He tried to create the rapport that I have with my mother, that he has with my mother. I mean, I guess I have a rapport with my mother because she birthed me, but I'm not my mother. So that rapport did not work for me. And it filled me with a lot of anxiety and dread. And I dealt with that on the first episode, if you want to go listen to that. And now I went back to the same grocery store and I completely forgot about that episode. Not only the episode is in the first episode of this podcast, but the incident itself, which means what? Which means sometimes art or creation can work in not so fruitful ways, in the sense that I had this episode with Ray. It did not go very well. It stuck with me enough that I wanted to talk about it at length publicly. I thought it was a good thing to share. And then me sharing it to my brain was like me putting it in a little box, which is great. If you're trying to get through something, like somebody says, oh, if you don't like your parents or you're having trouble at work or with your partner, write them a letter and then never give it to them. It's just a way to express your feelings. And then sometimes those feelings pass. And that worked too well for me. There's a sense like the fight or flight response did not exist in my head after that, because I had now successfully compartmentalized my initial run-in with Ray in the first episode of the podcast. So I tucked it away and I had to get, I never have to get a full grocery list when I go to this guy's store. It's always like a couple other things that I forgot to get somewhere else. Because to be frank, it's a great grocery store. Nothing is ever on sale. Nothing. Seems to be doing well enough that he does not give a shit if you buy stuff or not. If it's too expensive for you, that's fine. He knows rich people and they will buy it. Not a big deal for him. Okay, fine, whatever. This isn't about the price of, what does this have to do with the price of eggs? Anyway, I had to get, I think, salad and kale, maybe just leafy greens again. And I went there. And I'm just now envisioning myself pulling into the parking lot, and I realize I have zero, you know, frontal recollection, I'm just making up shit now, of what happened previously. I'm just like, you know, whistling my way, maybe listening to Annie Lennox or something, who knows. And I walk in the store and I said, I'm just gonna go shopping and the world is safe. Which now, in hindsight, really bothers me. Because I think of myself as someone who's riddled with anxiety, riddled with neurosis, general fear, and you would think that I would remember that this is the parking lot of the grocery store where that bad thing happened. But I didn't. And that just, it's now blowing my mind. And now I all of a sudden don't trust myself. And now I don't want to go to any grocery store. What if I forgot something else that happened at another grocery store? This is terrifying. Getting better and getting worse at the same time. And I walked into the store. I did a full lap around the bakery. And then there's a little hot table. And then there's a little deli. And I didn't need to buy any of those things. I just like to browse because I'm already there. Somehow I feel bad about just going in and getting what I need. I need to make a whole performance. I could be getting anything. Like, I don't want them to know I came in with a list of just two things and that I know nothing is ever on sale here and it's not worth my time. I want them to see that I'm trying to buy other things, even though I don't. And it only hit me when I stepped on the area where I met him the previous time. That's where it clicked in my head and I went, oh shit. And then out of the corner of my eye, I saw him. But unlike the last time, he made no body gesture towards me. He definitely knew it was me now. Because before I wondered, oh, maybe he doesn't know what I look like with my mask on. Which is, you know, the great thing about these masks. However, I have a very distinct mask. I have one I wear almost all the time. It almost looks like fish scales, but rainbow fish scales. Which now I'm realizing is a mistake. Because I'm too easily identifiable. You can't rob a bank with this mask. It's no good because you wear it, but everyone's going to know it's you. I've yet to see somebody else with this mask. Anyway, he definitely knew it was me. Because now he for sure knows what I look like with this mask on. And I went, my body tensed up because I thought naturally, oh shit, here he comes. I'm going to have something to say. And then he didn't. His body did not receive me. You know when someone's in a room and you enter the room and their body kind of turns towards you, you get the sense that they sense that you were there? I got nothing. And I was expecting something, maybe more of the same, maybe another shot at bat with Ray, and I got nothing. And it burned me inside. It was an embarrassment and it was a reminder of my previous failure that he wanted absolutely nothing to do with me, even though I was in his store buying leafy greens. That really, really, like, how horrible was my last interaction? I didn't punch him in the face. I didn't steal anything. How bad was it? And what were you expecting out of me? Maybe you looked at my stuff online once and you thought I would do a little routine and now you're disappointed? I have no idea. But I just felt this burning. I don't know how to explain it. Like, if you've ever taken niacin, it kind of puts it increases your blood flow. And you almost get red all over your body. And that's how I felt. It grew, and it was almost like I had a heat lamp on me. And I was so obsessed with this failure. I just felt this pressure on me. And I was like, you idiot, you fucked it up. You totally fucked it up last time. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Now you have to wallow in this. And you're so stupid. You went right back to the scene of the crime where you bungled the social interaction. What is wrong with you? I felt it, and it felt like I was being made fun of in grade school. Like, that's the only, and it also bothers me that feeling, so many years later, decades later, doesn't leave you as a person. Like, that can still exist in its purest form is really, really terrifying to me. And I kept my head down. I'm not gonna, I can hide from the person. He's already seen me. He's chosen not to have anything to do with me. He could just give me a wave. I mean, I don't know what we would have talked about. I have no idea. But to acknowledge me would have been the correct thing to do to save me from the shame. Even if he was so ashamed, I can't imagine him being so ashamed because it's his store. He rules the roost here. He can do whatever he wants. He makes the snap decisions. He determines what things go on sale, even though nothing goes on sale. He's the person who looks at them. If he wants to put salad on sale, he could put salad on sale. It is his active decision not to, because it is his place. So if he wanted to talk to me, he could absolutely have talked to me, but he really, really actively ignored me. And I was just, Phil, this heat, I don't know how to explain it. This internal heat. It's almost like a stomach thing, and I just I got my stuff and I was like, let's get out of here. And then you carry that shame and you feel like it's written on your face. So like when I went to go check out, I'm just like, this woman must know. She must be able to see it on my face. Meanwhile, she was like 16 years old and I'm sure did not give a shit about it. Didn't even notice anything. She's like, who's this person wearing a Van Johnson tank top? Which is, I'm sure, a story for another day. She didn't care, but I cared. I was surrounded by failure. And I got in the car and I'm just burning up inside. And I just, failure. It's all like, I failed. I totally, totally failed. And then it dawned on me that I was obsessing over a failure at something that was, first of all, not a win or lose situation in the sense that it could go either way. It's not like hit this baseball. I didn't hit the baseball. I lost. There's a multitude of outcomes. Was not my desired outcome. So I feel I failed at it. However, it was not something that I was even that interested in, quote unquote, winning. What do I care, this social competition? Grand scheme of things, I didn't give a shit because I just would have had to never come back. Of course, I'm too stupid not to, but that's a story for another day. I don't care about winning. I only care about not losing. And I thought, well, that is very sad. So there's no way to even enjoy myself. You know, because if I lose, then I'm upset. But I don't really care about winning. There's no joy in the winning. There's just less disappointment if I didn't lose. And I was like, wow, this is a real, like, not only is the glass half empty, but it seems like that top half of the water has been poured over my head. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm wet. I'm ashamed. I'm a failure. And I would like you to not do that again. Please don't continue to pour water on my head. So this is what I walked around with. And for the next 4 days, every time I made myself a salad, I was filled with this burning shame. Does he know? Maybe. Does he actively not care? Certainly very possible. The highest probability is that he didn't think our interaction was ever bad, and maybe he just didn't see me or wasn't in the mood. Maybe he had his own things going on, but in my world, in my head, no one has anything going on but me. Any occurrence in the world, it is going on in my head and not Ray's head. Ray can have no problems from my perspective. Only I can have the problems. And if he has any problems, I will take them on and I will deal with them. He is problem-free in this world. Please. I'm so self-centered, but yet so askew. It's just the weirdest. There's no way. And then I realize maybe I was not looking at him as a three-dimensional human being. The way I felt he treated me, maybe that's how I treated him in the beginning. So I had a lot on my plate, and I decided publicly, even though he's not listening to this, I want to apologize to Ray, not only for the initial reaction and the initial interaction that I bungled, I'll certainly take responsibility for that, but for projecting my shallowness and my ignorance onto him a second time, because I was so filled with shame that I could not possibly have considered what he was going through. However, that is absolutely no excuse to not put salad on sale. This has been more content with RJ City.